All right, you tell me what, same question back at you.
I don't even know what the question was now.
I think it was like what, oh, I don't remember the question either. Okay, we can move on.
We're bad mommies. We can't remember what we were talking about.
I can't
about.
Remember anything. I have the memory of a goldfish. Life as a mom, entrepreneur, wife, friend, and human is a lot. Join me, Katie Jacobs.
And me, Brandy Chandler, every Thursday as we have unfiltered, hilarious, and relatable conversations about the ups, the downs, and the chaos of it all.
Pour a glass and pull up a seat.
Because you're always welcome at our table.
Welcome, Katie.
Welcome, Brandy.
A new episode of She Did What?
She Did What?
And this is a good one.
It's so appropriate.
We are very excited to bring you Bad Mommy.
She did Bad Mommy.
She did what?
She did what?
Bad Mommy. So, Katie, let's define what a bad mommy is. Because we've talked to some friends about this, and some people misunderstood.
There's been a couple of ways. There's been some misunderstanding around bad mommy.
Bad mommy.
Don't Google search bad mommy.
Do not Google search bad mommy or bad mommies having a fun good time. Because we're bad mommies and we're having a good time. But don't Google that.
Don't Google it. Or do.
From experience.
Or do Google it.
Depends on how much of a good time you want to have.
All right. So let's define bad mommy.
All right. You go for it.
In my opinion, a bad mommy is a mom who is very real about their experience as a mother, is one who is not afraid to share very, very freely, not just the ups, but the downs, the downside, and doesn't take it all so seriously.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, you.
Mommy that doesn't take herself so seriously, that has figured out what to let go and what to keep for her parenting sanity.
Okay.
Despite what people tell her she has to do or doesn't have to do, she has just figured out her own path.
Yes.
And she's doing it. So she might let some stuff go that other people say you have to do. And she might do some stuff other people say that's not important.
When did you become a bad mommy?
I think I've always had a touch in me. Mm-hmm. Just my natural personality.
Same.
But I have three kids. Definitely by number two, I was full bad mommy.
Full bad mommy mode.
You have to be.
I think I have always been a bad mommy. Same. It's just my nature. Uh-huh. Like I have a rebellious nature. In terms of what society tells me I should do. And I think you have some of that
yes,
too.
Yes.
It's like, hey, if you tell me I'm going to have to do
it. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to try and figure out a way to do it my way.
Yes.
Not for the, sure. the dictionary, the by the book, whatever you think that needs to be. I'm going to do it my way. So I think same. I've always had it. But definitely by Griff, I was full bad mommy.
Yeah.
Like.
And I used to say, even before we had our third, if I have any more kids, I don't know if they would survive because you're just like, whatever.
Right.
At this point.
Right. You are surviving.
But our third has survived. She's made it.
She's
my
awesome.
Parenting has stayed intact.
You've done a great job.
But yeah, I don't know if we could have more than three.
Yeah. The parents of like 4 or 5 and up, wow.
They have their acts together.
They do or they don't. Depends on if they're a good mommy or bad mommy. But I think all moms probably have a little bit of bad mommy. I think what we're going to dive into today is like the lighter side of parenting, really. Yes. To me, that's what bad mommy is. When we say bad mommy, and we don't mean we are bad moms.
No.
We are not. Here's the definition. We are not bad mothers. We are, I think, better mothers because we're bad mommies, because we don't take it all. Everything isn't a make or break, do or die.
Yes.
There are some things that just need to be funny and just need to be what they are and chaotic and, you know, in the moment, and that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with bad mommy stories. You go first.
All right. This might be my first real bad mommy story.
Okay.
And it's not horrible.
Did you tell it to me yet?
I don't think I've told you the whole story. I just told you I have a story about this. So I had one child. She was probably 4 and a half-ish. And we had the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not quite 1.
Mm-hmm.
We were on vacation with friends. We were in the parking deck of the condo, and the older child, my daughter, was whining or complaining about something. I don't know. So I thought I'd do that little where you bend your leg up behind you, like, and hit someone else in the booty.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little.
Yeah. A little tap.
Like, say, just get it together. So with my foot, so sure, it's not sure. Like, I'm not spanking.
It's a little
her.
Like, move
just
it along.
Little,
come on.
Yeah, yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
I did it and I knocked her down. So I'm like carrying the baby.
You set a 4-year-old flying.
I knocked the 4-year-old down.
You're just kicking kids.
And so all my friends were there. We now call it the kick spank. It's notorious.
The kick spank.
We threaten a kick spank every now and then. But it was just one of those moments, like, my hands are full. I have nothing but my feet.
I have used my feet to physically move a child when I've been holding
like
a baby.
Between your knees.
Oh, my. And you're just like, your feet. I can close a dishwasher with my foot.
Yeah.
The things I can do with my feet. That,
there's a video on like Instagram of a lady like with her hands
yes,
full of.
That I do that.
Closing her car trunk.
Closing
with
her car trunk with her foot.
I don't know.
I'm
if
not
I can
that
do
athletic.
That.
I'm not a ballerina. A ballerina, I'm not. I can totally get that dishwasher closed.
All right, give me one.
All right. It's very recent. So if you listen to episode one, you know I've got a bit of a mouth on me. I grew up at horse farms around like all types of people, and like horse farms, I think, are kind of notoriously like a little
rough and tumble.
You can get some characters. And so there's a lot. I was just around a lot of language, mm-hmm. and I picked it up and I've never dropped it. So
bad mommy.
Anyway, so my kids changed schools this year and are at like a little bit of a like kind of shishi private school, which mm-hmm. that's a whole episode because I had a lot of stuff around that, but personal stuff. But so we moved them to this private school, and you know, I'm a bad mommy. So it's just kind of like we are who we are. Like, we're probably going to be the outcasts of this school, but I'm okay with it because, you know, that's fine with me. That's who I am. And I'm cool with who I am. So it was probably the first month of school. My kids were on the bus home. And my middle son, who was 6 at the time, not 7 yet.
What grade? First?
First grade.
Yeah.
Was teaching everyone on the bus how to spell the F word.
And he did it correctly?
Yes. Well, my takeaway was, you know, talent. At least he was being a teacher.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, listen,
he's
guys.
He's a leader.
Today we learn an important word. It's my mom's favorite.
So but did you say something to him?
Yes, of course. And I mean, like, did I giggle hysterically when I heard?
Did
yes.
But mommy, you say it.
You know, he didn't. My kids are funny.
Okay.
My kids don't really throw things back, which I really like. Like, that's a quality I really like about my children. And we've had conversations. I'm like, the words I can choose as an adult are my choice. Mm-hmm. And I've earned the right to say them. And, you know, you are still young. You don't know what a lot of these words mean. You don't know the weight that a lot of them can carry. Mm-hmm. So you don't know the appropriate ways to use them. So you can't use them.
But sometimes they do use them very appropriately.
I mean, most of the time they use them appropriately. But, you know, it's one of those parenting moments, and we all have these parenting moments where we look at each other as you know, husband, wife, partners, whatever, as friends in that moment. And you're like, oh my God, don't laugh. Don't do it.
And what
do
we do? How do we talk about
it? And you have like a very silent moment of laughter. And then you have the conversation always, but it's also like, okay, that's just so funny.
And you know, in 10 years, this is going to be even funnier because you're going to laugh about it with him.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Right.
Epic.
And like, I don't want my kids to have my horrible, filthy mouth, but I do I do think that's very funny. Like,
it's just like, I think it's
you know,
funny.
It's like the whole switching schools thing, and they're now at this posh private, and it's just like, oh my gosh.
And you go in, swing it.
He went in and he said, he also said, I am who I am.
Okay. So I want to tell this one quick story, and this is a big inspiration for the podcast, and it's actually how we ended up naming the podcast.
We named the podcast
she
after this story.
What? So I am in a book club with some older women, and I adore them, and the conversation is always on point, and I just, I could sit and talk with them every night of the week. It's so wonderful.
It's the wiser than me concept.
Yes. And they don't even intend it to be, but that's what I get out of it.
Love it.
So we're at book club one night, and I don't even know how we got on this topic, but this one lady starts telling a story, and she's in her 70s now, starts telling a story of when she was younger and a working mom. She's always volunteered a lot, so she's had a very full plate. She has kids. She got a speeding ticket.
She was a single mom too, right?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, all right. I thought that was part of the...
I never heard a husband in this scenario. Okay. So
who knows?
She was carrying some weight.
Right.
Even if she wasn't.
She was doing the stuff.
Yes. So she got a speeding ticket. She had to go to court. She was really busy that day. It's going to be so hard for me to tell this without laughing. I laugh so hard every time. So her daughter has the same legal name as she does. She sent her daughter.
How old was her daughter?
To court. Obviously, she could drive.
Like 17?
I don't know. Living at home, but can drive.
Okay.
Sends her daughter to court for her. Like, it's going to solve it. And the judge is going to be like, oh, it's fine. And I'm just like, I love you.
Oh, my God.
I love you.
I will follow you to the end of the earth.
Needless to say, the judge informed the daughter that her mommy, her bad mommy, would have to come to court herself.
You know what?
I love it. Because this is generations before us.
This is
and
so badass.
Bad mommies, we're still
it's
there.
It's just bad. Like, what a badass that she's just like, yeah, this might work. Let's test it.
I mean, because in the scheme of a mom's day, week, month,
we don't care about a speeding ticket. Got time for court.
For a speeding ticket.
For
you
a speeding
know,
ticket.
Non-issue. I was just like, I love you. Will you teach me everything?
Teach me everything.
So, love that.
She is our inspiration for the podcast.
She really was. So, I had an episode idea of She Did What, where we told stories like this, and we couldn't find a name for a podcast, and then one day it hit you.
Yeah.
The whole podcast is She Did What.
The stories that we tell as women and the places that we've been, the bad mommy, the end of the earth that we've gone to for our families, for our friends, for whatever is meaningful, it's like such a point of connection. It's
yes.
kind of the core of what we are as friends.
Yeah.
And that we can relate and laugh and not take it so seriously.
Yes, yes.
And I think She Did What is a story of that, like,
she did
how and
what?
How it resonates. She did what?
Send that kid to court.
Send her to court for her. Oh, I love it. Why is not taking parenting so seriously important to you? And I guess to take it a step further, what effect does that have on your family?
Well, I don't know. We are definitely a funny family. We all like a good laugh. But we're also all like overachievers and really serious.
Yeah.
So whenever we can find that nugget of laughter
yeah.
and hilarity, we just run with it.
Yeah.
And we just relish in it.
Yeah.
And it just makes everything else kind of calm down and work.
Yeah.
So I think we just need that humor for comedic relief. I mean, we literally just need a moment to laugh it out.
Have you all ever been in one of those situations where like tension is just for whatever reason high that day and then someone like farts or like something happens and everyone just collectively dies laughing and it just like breaks the like stress of being a family of five or a family of three or whatever,
yeah.
or, you know, whatever that looks like for
and
your
even
family.
If it's just one, you know, just one's having a bad day because we're a family of five. And then somebody else cracks it up. I mean,
right.
it just helps. It's like medicine for your soul.
It is. There's a study that I'm going to quote a study that I've never read, which is so bad, mommy. I'm like,
else.
I heard it quoted 15. It was like morphed, I'm sure, through the channels of social media, but that you should laugh 7 times a day. Or no, it was, sorry. Wow, I screwed that one up. It's like you should have 9 hugs a day or something.
Yeah, I was going to say I've heard that.
You need to like laugh and hug. The whole point is you should be laughing and hugging a lot through your day. That you need that.
When you're laughing, you want to hug someone.
You do. And actually, you kind of do. Like, think about like when you make,
you like
and you like lean in.
Yeah, for sure. This is medicine we are prescribing to listeners.
I think laughter too for children is so important. And I'm a pretty, I'm a very type A person, and I I can tend towards serious, mm-hmm. like depending on the day. And if, especially if I'm stressed, like I'm very serious. And mm-hmm. Just, I think having that sort of levity or like the ability to lighten things up and just enjoy and not try not to bring that into my home. That's mm-hmm. something actually I really need to work on that is yeah. like really just try and lighten it up and like.
And to be able to laugh at yourself.
Like, I can always
I want my kids to be able to do that.
I want to be roasted. I love it. Like my kids roast me. Yes. It's so funny. I yes. love that stuff. It's hilarious. I don't take myself seriously mm-hmm. to a point, but I think it's really important for our kids though to have mm-hmm. a lot of laughter.
Yes. I agree.
In their day to day, you know?
Yeah. So as you're parenting, we both like to find humor in our parenting. Mm-hmm. How often do you find yourself intentionally parenting versus like flying by the seat of my pants, making it up as I go? Like, do you think about things a lot beforehand?
I think this ties into when I first became a mother at 30. I felt like I was going to win momming. Mm. I was going to be the best mom.
You like, are. You're great.
You're doing fine, sweetie. Not even great. You're doing fine. I want everything was going to be intentional, you know, intention. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I'm not a big book reader, but like, you know, I was listening to a lot. I was watching a lot of videos from like doc, and it was like, okay, let's really be intentional here. And then you realize that so many people are full of shit. And there are so many outlying circumstances that come into parenting that other people cannot navigate because they're not in your shoes. Yeah. And it didn't take me long to start flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
I think there are certain conversations, like we've had some pretty, from a parental standpoint, like situations as parents where we've really had to like handle stuff and yeah. be like, look, sit down. This is a talk, mm-hmm. you know, and have a very, and I've had to think about those conversations, the framing of them. I think when you have bigger social conversations because your kids don't understand the world, mm-hmm. you can't just roll into that like yeah. guns blazing, like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, dig this one out of my back pocket. You can't do that. In my opinion, I really need, because I'm not smart like that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not smart enough to yeah. be like, I'm not book smart like that. So I have to sit and like really be thoughtful and intentional about the words that are going to come out of my mouth, because this is a conversation that my child is going to frame mm-hmm. the world on.
Yeah.
So that I take so seriously and my intention is so there with it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of being a parent, yeah, it's.
Well, they spring it on you. It'll come out of left field. Okay. And you're like, oh, we're doing this today?
Oh, like right now?
I remember when I had the SEX talk with my oldest. Oh my God. I'd kind of been meaning to have it, and we just hadn't sat
down.
How
old is she?
She's 13 now.
When did you have it?
I want to say maybe 11.
Okay.
Like that feels right. She knew about girls' bodies.
Sure.
She didn't know about boys' bodies, and she didn't know about them together.
Okay.
But we were at Ulta and she mispronounced a lipstick as organism and it was orgasm.
I'm wearing orgasm.
And I just rolled with it. I was like, speaking of which, that word is really this word. And let me tell you about where it comes from.
Wait, you had the sex talk with her Ulta?
Once we got in the car. Once we got in the car. But it was
there are people walking by, you're like, here's how it works.
It was actually a great segue, though, because we had been knowing I needed to do this.
It felt like
I didn't know how to start it. Yeah. And it was just a natural. It was a natural progression into it. And she took it really well because we had been doing, you know, fun girl makeup shopping.
I love that.
And it worked really well.
It was like a soft entry.
But it came out of nowhere.
Well, it always does, right? Kids don't have perfect timing. They have really imperfect timing.
Yeah.
So the moments where you have to have these conversations are very like, you know, sometimes it's at the baseball field you know, 6 p.m. on a Tuesday. And you're just like, I didn't know we were going to sit in the bleachers and have a talk about, you know, this certain aspect of life. That's a pretty big deal.
But I love it. It came from a place of humor. And it was lighthearted. I couldn't have planned it that well if I tried my hardest.
That's so beautiful.
It was great.
I love that for you.
Highly recommend it.
I'm like the water for my oldest is getting warm.
Yes,
for
I'm
this.
There with my old my and middle son.
It's like it's coming, but I don't. I asked him the other day, pretty straightforward. I was like, "Hey, you know," he was kind of talking about something sort of on the outskirts of the topic, and I was like, "Do you know more? Do you want to know more yes. about this?" And he was like, "Nope."
When my kids were little,
yeah,
I don't know if I heard someone do this or like read about it or what, but like if they ask you a really big question, like about sex or something, and you don't know what they know,
sure.
You ask them.
Ask them.
Well, what do you think? What right. do you think that
well, tell
is?
Tell me. Yeah, tell me
so
about
then
it.
You know their framework of yeah, where to begin.
Because you can't launch into certain things.
Yeah, you don't want to give away too many details
well,
if you don't.
Yeah,
have to.
I mean, you know, how? What are we at 101? Are we at like the grad level course? Like, where are we getting into this?
Do you have a doctorate?
And also, like, what do I have to correct? Because God yes, knows what a bunch of 10-year-old yes. boys are running around saying to each other. Oh my God! Or you know, girls or whoever for that matter are yeah. saying to each other.
That's a great hack. What do you think that
what
means?
What do you think? I use that a lot in yeah, all too, of life actually. When I'm like, I'm confused. Well, what do you think?
Even with the 4-year-old, because she asked me the same questions over and over again, and I know she knows the answer. She just wants me to say it again.
Yeah.
When I've had enough, I'm like, okay, you tell me.
I use that in job training a lot to create, well, to no, like ask it back. Like, yeah. Hey, if I spoon feed you everything, you are going to have zero autonomy. You're not going to know how to problem solve mm-hmm. or think on a higher level. I can't spoon feed you.
Yeah.
You tell me what you would do in this mm-hmm. situation. And it's like once people think through the thought process, yeah. That's unrelated.
They don't know what they know.
They don't know what they know, mm-hmm. but maybe it makes them think about what they know. Mm-hmm.
A huge thank you to our friends at On Trend Creative Studio for sponsoring this episode. On Trend Creative Studio specializes in social media management and marketing. They also offer advanced photography, videography, and website development. Their team's strategic creativity ensures campaigns resonate with audiences and drive tangible results. You can check them out on Instagram at On Trend Creative Studio or on the web at ontrendcreativestudio.com.
So let me ask you this. What do you do to, and I'm phrasing this weird, I can't get my head wrapped around it. Do you make a conscious effort to not stress over parenting decisions or thinking, you know, things you know you have coming up that you're going to have to address? Do you make a conscious effort to not stress about that? Or do you
Brandy,
overstress?
What do you think?
I do a little of both. Like some things I want to research and know and have a plan of action. Of course, it probably never happens that way. But.
So it's like, okay, so what I'm hearing is there's kind of this good mommy and bad mommy. It's like the, right, like the old adage of like, or the old metaphor of like the devil and the angel.
Yes.
And it's like, I've got good mommy over here that's like, you're going to be really thoughtful and dive into that and be prepared. And then I start reading a self-help book and I'm like, I absolutely cannot do this. It's intolerable. And then there's like, wait, that's the good mommy. Because the bad mommy is like, oh, Katie, fuck this. Turn on the TV and zone out. You need a minute,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I think being a good mother and a bad mommy is that duality. It's mm-hmm. like, I know things that I need to take seriously, treat seriously, have bigger conversations. But I often find, I don't know how you feel about this, the best parenting advice I've ever gotten or the people I look to are the women who have done it.
Yes.
And like, there's some great research and studies, don't get me wrong. And you can get clinical about it. Mm-hmm. But some of the best advice I've ever gotten is from women who are wiser than me. And that's why I really wish, and I hope the younger generation, women younger than us, because I feel like they look at me like I'm an idiot. And I'm like, dude, I have like put some respect on my name. I know a little bit.
Yeah.
But, and maybe that's an age thing too. Like as you get older, you seek that wisdom more. But I think that like hearing their stories and experience and being able to sort of go, oh, okay, like that's something I want to tuck away for the future. Mm-hmm. One of my friends gave me some really great advice. I think I need to tell her that this is great advice and I appreciated it so much. She said, anytime your kids need to talk to you, and I think you're getting in it with your oldest daughter, is anytime your kids want to talk to you as they're becoming teenagers and starting to really experience bigger things in life and you don't know all the things anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not like pre-K where you know all the class stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You need to make yourself available without judgment. Yes. So it might be 11 p.m. and the kid comes and gets in the bed with you and it's always Friday.
11 p.m.
That's what she said. She was like, and you need to sit up, turn on the light and say, talk to me.
Yeah.
And when they're talking, don't spit back. Oh, well, I've always known little Lauren had a problem with you. Oh, you don't do that. She's like, you sit and listen. You say, how did it make you feel?
Mm.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Through mm-hmm. these like sort of small dramas of life to help them feel, and then you're opening up, you're creating this pathway
mm-hmm.
for them to really have a channel where they feel like, I'm not going to jump in mom's bed at 11 and tell her this thing that's upsetting me and have judgment or have her not like Lauren, because that's not what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's what she told me.
Yes.
She was like, that's not what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. They don't need you to advocate for them. They need a place, a safe place.
Just to talk it out.
Because their friends all have these opinions that mm-hmm. they need a safe place to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was some really,
that is really good.
Really good advice.
Because we are to that point. And it is always at bedtime.
Yeah.
You can ask them 28 times that day.
Right.
Something seems up. You want to talk about it?
It's no. always bedtime. You're
and
right.
then they just appear in your room.
Yeah.
And you're half asleep.
Yeah. Mine's when I'm putting my kids in bed. It's like, hey,
Mommy.
Mom. Yeah. I'm like,
okay, yes.
Let's go.
No, up. That's great advice. I'm glad you shared that with me.
I thought
me.
So too.
Yeah.
What are the things that you are intentional and serious about as a mom? Are there any?
Yeah. I'm really serious about school and responsibility and like doing like your word, like doing what you said you're going to do and being a good friend,
mm-hmm.
like those things. I'm really serious about things that are going to take them into adulthood and be foundations for the people that they're become. You know, the things they practice now
sure.
are going to move them forward. And I want them to be people of integrity that know how to be responsible, functioning
sure.
adults.
Sure.
So I take those things very seriously. I used to always think I was a very strict mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am still strict because when I say that's the rule, that's the rule. But I'm finding now that I have a teenager, I'm also the fun mom a little bit. And I
yeah.
was a little surprised, but that's fun.
That's
I like being
so
the fun
cool.
mom.
Talk about being, what does the fun mom mean for those of us? Like, I'm kind of like, I don't really know what that is yet.
We host a lot. So we sure. have kids over a lot, which I love.
I love having the kids
more
over.
More so now that they're older.
Not for sleepovers, but for other
yes.
stuff.
Yeah, it's so much more fun now yeah. that they're older because we can all sit around and have conversations.
You love the sleepover though. You like that.
Oh no.
Oh, I thought you
I mean,
that.
I let them do it.
That's a whole.
Yeah.
Sleepovers. Okay.
I mean, who wants more kids?
No. Like, I mean, when I go to bed, I
don't. No, I don't mind. We like being a host house.
Yes.
But I like the conversations. And I've noticed some friends say things like, I don't talk to my mom like this
oh.
and stuff like that.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it may be because I like to have fun and I try not to laugh. If you haven't noticed, I turn everything into a joke. It's my only survival tactic. But I try, like you said, I try to listen without offering too much.
Mm.
And that's hard sometimes because sometimes you wouldn't be like, no, girl.
You're like, whoa.
Like, I try not to let my eyes get too big. But I love it. There was one time this summer where we had a lot of teenagers in the house and my friend who has a 10-year-old, like I have a 10-year-old son, was there and we were just like looking at each other, but it was so fun
because
they're just talking and eating everything.
Eating.
But it was just so fun to just sit back and listen to them and you just have to make sure they don't do anything crazy.
Right. To a point.
Yes.
Yes. I've heard some things. I've been employing women in their 20s for 13 years. And I really, and this is something in friendship with your kids, with your, this is something, and it's probably hardest with your husband or partner to do this because you have a big opinion on a lot of things and they're your probably safest place to land. But with, I really try to be intentional about like, is this a place where I need, like they need guidance or when do I need to really step in and
yes,
take things seriously?
Yes.
I had a situation with one of my employees that was telling me about something that was happening with a guy and I was like, this needs, I don't care if it's unsolicited, here's what has to happen right
mm-hmm.
now. Because it was something I knew she wasn't telling
yes.
a lot of people and
yeah.
I was, and what she needed to do got done immediately.
Good.
So for her health, I mean, it was literally for mm-hmm. her health. So, you know, there are those moments that in
yeah.
life that are very serious, but for the most part, I think being a bad mommy is about knowing that we need that balance. The B word.
Oh, we said it. I said it. Sorry.
But we do. In terms
joy,
of
joy, we need that joy.
We need that joy. We need to have the joy to balance out how serious.
You said it again.
I know, but it is. It's the scale, right? If you're going to have, it can't go here and yes. It can't go here in terms of happiness and sadness. Like you really do need to take the bad with the good and add in joy and fun and not, it can't all be so heavy all
and
the time.
Kids need a break. I remember being a teenager.
Parents need a break. So everyone needs a break.
Yeah, they just need a minute to just talk and have no consequences a little bit for what they say. Because they're not saying bad stuff.
Yep.
You know, they're just talking about everyday stuff that they see and hear. And
that's a lot of where I fly by the seat of my pants. Yes. We're pretty strict parents. I pulled my car over the other day and got my oldest out and read him the riot act. I mean, I up one tree and down. I mean, it was because he did something so naughty. And then sometimes there's stuff that they do and you just gotta let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're constantly correcting and taking everything so seriously, it's like sometimes it's just funny, you know?
Yeah, well, speaking of, sometimes I think I'm a bad mommy because I can tell them to do something or not do something over and over and over and they're not listening at all. And then we're in public or something and I let it go and another parent or a coach corrects them on it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, I feel bad because it's like, I should be doing that.
No, but
they listen to them.
They listen to other people. I love that. And I don't even say anything about it.
Yeah. Because I just let
it
fly.
This should be, like, in my opinion, a collective, like, okay. We used to run in communities, in communes and villages. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking like, you know, hunter gatherer, you know?
Yeah. Old school.
The OGs, baby.
Nuts and berries.
And like we raised children together.
Yeah.
And as we get, and especially during COVID, we were so separated and you know, we lost our villages and communities. And as we come back together, listen, I sit on my ass and I watch those coaches, you know, and other parents. I'm like, say it again.
Yeah.
Say it three times.
For the people in the back.
I'm not sure he heard you the first time. He seems like he did, but maybe say it two more times. It's like, they need that. This is community. That's not about, don't talk to my kid that way. I'm like, please do it.
Talk to him.
Give it to him.
I agree.
Say what you need to say.
I'm so thankful when other people step up. And they always do it in a respectful way.
Of course. I mean, if someone were being disrespectful, that's different.
I mean, it always is good.
That's a community. Mm-hmm. That's a village. That's what people used to do, raise children together collectively. And I think, you know, I love that. I love that idea. And I have some of my best friends and like we get our kids together and I mean, if Aunt Peach looks at you sideways, you get it together.
Yeah.
And she'll put the fear of God in you. Whereas I do the same sideways look and they're like,
thanks,
laughing.
That's great. Are your eyes okay?
I give a kick. What is it? A kick spank. A kick spank. And it's like they laugh, you know?
Good old kick spank.
How can you spot another bad mommy in the wild? Ooh. This is like a friendship question because I've built most of my friendships with other bad mommies.
Yes, yes.
How can you spot one?
There's a certain distance in their eyes. They just like zone it out.
There's a disassociation.
Every person there, adult or child. No, you can certainly tell. It's the mom whose kids may be screaming a little bit and she's just drinking a glass of wine at dinner. She's like, you say something to him. I already told him to be quiet.
We have to talk about the Seth Meyers, the three kid thing. He's like, we'll link it in show notes. He's like, I love hanging out with parents of three. They are so checked out. There is not a sound in the other room loud enough to make them put down their CBD infused Pinot Grigio.
That is, and he goes on to say something about it. They say, oh, it's fine.
Everything's fine.
That's a bad mommy in the wild.
Bad mommy in the wild. Oh, it's fine.
You're like, it will be fine.
It will be. I mean, sometimes you have to let things play out too. Yeah. I think bad mommies, they'll let some stuff play out. Like, we cannot always be all over our kids correcting because they're never going to learn anything.
And you never know. They might self-correct.
They have to self-correct. I think
They have to learn.
That is important for children's development to mm-hmm. learn to be taught by other children, not just by adults.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely just got to let it go. See what happens.
I keep telling my son, I'm like, you keep picking that nose. Listen.
No one wants to be with
Mr. Booger Picker. That's important, you know?
I think you should say your son's age at this point so we're not confused which one you're I'll let talking you... about. Is it the 10-year-old?
No, it's not my 10-year-old. No.
Oh, goodness. I'm joking.
No, it's not my 10-year-old. But I do. I think one of my favorite bad mommy, like, it was, she's one of my best friends. And we are, okay, our middle children were starting, like, the young two pre-K class mm-hmm. together. And we just locked eyes in the parking lot one time. And I was like, she's my people.
Yeah.
It was the slight disassociation behind the eyes. It was the glaze of... No, I think we are like, it just, you just can, I don't know. There really is like, I can, and it's
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
You just, it's like,
there's a calmness.
This,
we're really peaceful.
A bit of like, fuck this shit. Like,
we're back at the preschool again.
It's too much. It's too much.
Cause now we're kind of the old parents with our youngest.
Yeah, I'm the old mom.
There are some young mommies there.
I'm the old mom.
And they're not as relaxed.
No.
They'll get there.
No.
They just need a little more wear and tear.
They need to be worn down.
They'll get there.
By
They'll
life. There.
But yeah, it is funny. I mean, I remember being the young mom.
I know.
And I was much more uptight.
I was too.
So now I just go and smile. And they're probably like, why is that mom smiling every morning at preschool?
Is she on something?
Like, what? Bye. Have a good morning.
I'm just always like, I forgot their lunch. See you tomorrow.
Give them some goldfish.
Y'all got some water here, right? All right, see ya. I'm sure another kid brought a pull-up, right?
But I hope we're an inspiration.
You know, here's the thing.
All our bad mommies.
Be whatever kind of mom you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not, if you...
We need the really on-point mommies.
We listen. We need them.
Speaking of which,
they are planning the class party.
Bad mommy hot tip. Always sign up
for
plates, napkins,
this is
bottled water.
This is the hot piping tea. Say it louder. You.
Yes.
I want you.
You.
You. When that class sign up comes in your inbox, you jump on that thing.
Only for the paper plates.
Because you got to get that paper plate sign up.
Don't even volunteer.
Don't.
For the cupcakes.
Don't do it.
Those have to be timely.
Don't do it.
You can buy paper plates.
Don't do the balloons. God forbid you do balloons.
Any time of year.
No.
Also, when it comes to volunteering, tell your teachers, I will buy you whatever you want. Send me your Amazon link. I will ship it to the classroom. I might not have time to come in, but I will buy you whatever
you're gonna throw
you want.
Money at that
and
problem.
They love it. They love it.
I do love
the
it.
The teachers love it. Sometimes, yes, they need hands.
Helping. I'm volunteering at school today.
There. Oh, good.
Physically.
But sometimes they just want a new printer.
Sometimes they want a cute... You know what I always want them to have?
What?
I have teacher friends, and whenever they send their Amazon list, because I ask for it, I'm like, please send it to me, even though my kids
hand
don't go to
sanitizer.
School. No. They want like cozy little areas for reading.
Yes.
I think that's
the little pillows.
I'll get the rug. The pillow, like cute little... Because I think that's such a cool thing that never happened for... 80s babies.
Yeah,
like it was like
did not have a
sit on the hard
corner.
Floor and read your damn book and shut up about it.
We didn't even have like that reading.
No,
time.
It was like it was like yeah. No.
No. The teachers love the
I love that.
Buy me
I
stuff,
love that they have these
in.
Cozy little corners to go to read a book or to, you know, just like
chill out
or calm down or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I'm always about that. But that is the hot tip. Whenever I see e-sign up come through, like for the class party, and you know it's going to come because it's a holiday.
Those Valentine's are coveted Day, spots. Everyone knows this. All the veteran moms.
The veteran moms know
are on it.
Those are the coveted spots. So they go the fastest in the sign up. I don't care if your legs are in the stirrup at the OBGYN.
Sign up for
you
it.
You sign up.
You, for the plates.
For the plates.
And the napkins.
And the napkins and the cups.
Maybe bottled waters.
Maybe bottled water. Although I did that. For the last class party, you know what I forgot?
Well, that's hard because the
Brandy,
kids
do you know what I forgot?
Them.
Bottled water. I showed up empty-handed.
They have water fountains.
They
you
did.
Could go fill up each child's water bottle.
That's what the mom said. They made me feel good. They were like, they've got water bottles. Because they carry water.
They're yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who cares? It's fine.
And then if you forget the paper plates, we'll just use napkins from the bathroom. See?
It's See? Fine. Everything's fine. There's so much. And can we talk about this for a second? Because I'm a bad mommy. The snacks at sporting events.
I'm in the same boat.
I
cannot.
Also, I don't want all your sugary
and
trash.
It's dinner time.
At 7
p.m. We're just ready for real
I
food.
I don't want your sugary trash at 7 p.m.
Well, and my son that plays the most sports doesn't, he is my pickiest eater. He doesn't even eat cheese Doritos.
Why do
or
I?
Or drink Gatorade.
Why am I going to Costco when I already have three children who eat me out of house and home and my grocery bills
I'm over
would
that
make
too.
You, would turn your stomach.
And they're not
and
even hungry.
And now I have
hungry.
To go to the Costco. And I have to buy snacks for 45 children.
And they've been out there for 1 hour.
They've been out there for an hour.
We all fed them beforehand.
We all fed them beforehand. And dinner is at 7 p.m. and we're getting done at 7 or 8. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's skip the snack.
I tried to do that. So JJ was the coach of a team. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey, guys, I just think this is like not a thing.
I just say everybody bring your own snacks.
No, no. It was an uproar. No. There was clapback. Yeah. I was in big, deep dookie. And I realized I am not a team mom.
They were like, you are a bad mommy.
I am not a team mommy. I'm a, these are my kids mommy. Oh my gosh, I'll tell a funny story.
Okay.
This is actually about being a good mother, but a bad mommy.
Oh yeah, that's what we all are.
Okay. So they were doing baseball tryouts at the Little League, you know, mm-hmm. at the park. And these kids were all going wild because they hadn't seen each other in a long time. And mm-hmm. I mean, some of them were like being really disrespectful. I walked in that dugout and it was when the Braves were like on a tear. And I walked in that dugout and I was like, listen up. All y'all get your butts on the benches and act like Braves player.
Oh.
Who's your favorite player? You.
Are you acting like Who's, him?
Are you acting like him? Because you look like a fool. Sit down.
Good bad mommy.
And this guy was like on the other side of the, you know, the like chain link. And he looked and he was like,
there was probably some other mommy there wanting that done, but she just didn't have it in her. Katie.
I was being a good mother, bad mommy.
Yeah, it was great.
And that's I had a good time.
Bad mommy. Bad mommy's cutting corners. You were being a good mommy.
True. We're good mothers, but bad mommies. You yeah. know?
Having a good time.
Having a good time.
And now you can tell a funny story about it. See, it worked out well.
It did work out well. That's actually a good mother story.
Yeah.
So what are some other things that are important about being a bad mommy?
I think we've covered them all. Have I mean, it's pretty simple. Just have fun with it.
Have fun with it.
Let the things go that need to go. Just
I think,
let them fly.
I think having fun is like the secret sauce.
Yeah.
And none of us know what we're doing.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's the sign of a bad mommy.
Well, and then, you know, I love... you know, an older mommy with like grown kids or grownish college kids, and they're close with their kids now. Their kids want to go out to yeah. dinner, want to talk to them, want to hang out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just love hearing and seeing them and observing them because that's what gives us inspiration to carry on. But that's where you learn how to make peace with the things
yeah.
you need to let go.
Absolutely.
Like, by seeing somebody else, you're like, Okay.
It's also the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like that's, I think, something I don't want to rush this time. I really enjoy my kids being at their ages.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me wants to bottle it and part of me wants the hard
but
times to
hard.
Be over.
Yeah.
But I have all, we live in Athens, Georgia, in this college town, and we have parents' weekends a lot. In fact, we have mm-hmm. two this weekend that we host philanthropy events for, whatever. So I see a lot of these parents with their college kids.
Yeah.
A lot.
And you can tell a lot by that age.
You can.
I mean, you can tell who has a really good relationship.
You can. And I get, okay, so to correlate that, the ones who have good relationships seem like the ones that have a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm.
Like at checkout, you'll have kids that are like, okay, and I want this, and then walk off. Mm-hmm. And their parent pays for it, gets the bag, and carries the bag out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, that's not what I want. And then you have kids that are like, hugging their mom, like, thank you, mommy.
Oh,
are
yes.
you sure? This is like, you know, this is a lot. Are you sure, mommy? And they're like, yeah, babe, like, I got it. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I'm like, oh, That's so tender. Yeah. There's a lot of love and respect there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that is good mother, bad mommy, is like, we really value love, respect. Our saying is, how do you treat other people? And my kids echo back, love and kindness. Aww. Everybody deserves love and kindness. Mm-hmm. And I see that in those great relationships, but it's also a light at the end of the tunnel, because yes, I look forward to that. Well, I see that bond and that
energizes
fun.
You to keep going. Like, we're going to get there.
We're going to get there.
We're going to do it.
We're going to get there.
If we bad mommy moments.
Bad mommy
moments.
Keep us going.
But yeah, it's I feel like that's the kind of missing piece we haven't talked about, is just observing people in a stage past you, so you can kind of,
yeah,
all right, that's working.
It's not just listening, it's being observant.
Yeah, people watching
what you really, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And we're in a good spot for that, being in a college town.
I'd say
there's all kinds of bad moments happening
around. Wow, you can say that again. Just go sit on Clayton Street at 11:30 p.m.
We'll have to finish this again, or do this again. We'll finish up with another episode, maybe, of more anecdotes from the wild bad mommies.
Let us know your bad mommy stories. Yeah, what makes you a great mother, bad mommy? What makes you a bad mommy having a good time?
Bad mommies having a good time. Having a good time. Or what you see bad mommies doing in the wild. Let us know. How you spotted one and what was going
and
down.
And did you become friends?
Yes.
Immediately.
Did you buy her a coffee or a drink?
Immediately. Like the mom dancing, just cutting loose. I'm like, she's my people. What's up?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
I know. We hope you know the true definition of a bad mommy now.
Yeah. Don't Google.
All right, or bad do. Mommies.
All right, bad mommies. We'll catch you next week.
Have a good time.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We hope you enjoyed our conversation and can't wait to share another episode with you next Thursday.
Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. To keep up with the latest, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Podcast She Did What. We'll be sharing updates, behind the scenes, and announcements you won't want to miss.
And if there's anything you'd like to share with us, whether it be a personal story or feedback on our episodes, you can leave us a voicemail at 762-499-2201 or head over to our website, shedidwhatpodcast.com. Also, feel free to leave us a review down below. We'd love to know what you think.
She Did What is hosted by us, Brandy Chandler and Katie Jacobs, and produced by Studio D Podcast Production.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next Thursday. And remember, it isn't always easy, but it sure as hell can be entertaining.